This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has said that India is concerned about the recent developments in Venezuela and urged all parties to work towards ensuring the well-being and safety of the people of the country. Dr. Jaishankar said this while interacting with members of the Indian community in Luxembourg today. He also underlined the significant deepening of India's partnership with Luxembourg across political, business and technology domains. The minister appreciated the contributions of the Indian diaspora in deepening ties between the two nations. Dr. Jaishankar also criticized Pakistan for running training camps for decades to support terrorism in the country. The minister said that a similar situation occurred during Operation Sindoor, when some countries expressed concern over tensions, but they ignored problems of their own region.
That for decades you had these training camps, not secret training camps at all, training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it.
On relations with Europe, the minister said India will see an upswing in ties with Europe this year. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch the PSLV C-62 mission on the 12th of this month. In a social media post, ISRO announced that the satellite will be launched from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh at 10:17 a.m. The primary payload of the mission is Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-N1, an imaging satellite developed for strategic purposes by the Defense Research and Development Organization. The mission will also carry 18 co-passenger satellites from various Indian and international users. The president of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul, visited the Tirumala Sri Venkateswara Swami temple early this morning and offered prayers. As per temple tradition, he first had the darshan of Sri Varahaswami and then proceeded to the main Sri Venkateswara Swami temple. He was warmly received by Andhra Pradesh Endowments Minister A. Ramanarayana Reddy, TTD Chairman B. R. Naidu and TTD Executive Officer Anil Kumar Singhal. The Mauritius president first paid respects to the Dhwaja Stambham and then had darshan of Lord Venkateswara. After the darshan, Vedic scholars blessed him with Veda Ashirvachanam at the Ranganayakula Mandapam. In Bangladesh, another youth from minority community lost his life after jumping into a canal while trying to escape a mob chasing him on suspicion of theft. The body of the victim, identified as 25-year-old Mithun Sarkar, from Bhandarpur village, has been recovered. The incident occurred in the Hatchakgori Bazaar area of Mahadevpur Upazila. Sources have reported that in the last around 1 month, 51 minority places have been attacked and 10 gruesome murders have taken place. Bangladesh will import 1,80,000 tons of diesel from India's state-owned Numaligarh Refinery Limited till December this year at the cost of $119.13 million. The decision was approved by the Advisory Committee on Government Purchase at a meeting held in Dhaka yesterday. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has rejected the Bangladesh Cricket Board's BCB plea to shift their matches of 2026 Men's T20 World Cup out of India to another country. The 2026 T20 World Cup begins on the 7th of next month in India and Sri Lanka. The BCB had refused to travel to India for the T20 World Cup, citing security concerns. This comes after the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, released Mustafizur Rahman from the Indian Premier League after protests from several outfits for the atrocities against minorities in Bangladesh. In badminton, star Indian player P.V. Sindhu advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.